Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today I'm talking with Lori Stickling. Lori and her husband Delane own Covenant Plumbing in Bloomington, Illinois. Lori is the vice president. This is a family-owned and operated business growing, making investments. It's exciting to watch. One of the things I love about my job is getting to see people grow their businesses, and this is a fun one to watch. So, Lori, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thanks, David. I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story.
So, you did not come into this industry in an absolutely direct way. You weren't a child laborer in the industry, as a lot of us are. Tell us, how did you end up joining?
Yeah, well, I think as probably many women in the trades, I ended up marrying into it. married a plumber who decided to start his own business. So my parents were small business owners too, but they actually, it was the manufacturing world. So I did do child labor and I did see a small business kind of grow and the hard work that went along with it. But yes, both Delane and I, he grew up on a farm. So he became a plumber sort of through default. A friend kind of saw him, not sure where he was going in his life, and said, hey, why don't you come and work for my lawn irrigation business? And so Delane did that. And in Illinois, you have to be a licensed plumber. And so eventually decided to start his own business. And I was working in kind of corporate America. So when he started his business, he knew nothing about running the business. He was, as most trades people that go into business, he knew the trade. So he ended up needing help in the office. I helped him, and here we are today.
So you must have had some thought about that, because you had a successful career. You're being very modest about it, but you had a very successful career. And at some point in time, you were sitting there looking at the alternatives. I can work full-time in my career and help Delane out a little bit, or I can do part-time both, or I can just throw everything into the business, into Covenant Plumbing, and do that. So how did you come about to that conclusion?
It's been a long journey, but one of the things that working with Delane allowed me to do too was to be home with my kids as they were younger. And then as they went to school, my role in the business kind of grew. But in the beginning, when I was still working and helping him, is working for the business going to be a better long-term solution than going back to corporate America? And we bumbled along for years, but we had a moment that really was for us, and it actually was right before we came to that service day in Chicago where I met you and where we decided to join the SNA that made us look at, okay, you could go work for someone, they offered Delane a job, and I could go back to the workforce or, you know, back to my career, quote unquote, but neither of us, like, we looked at that and the cost and business, the, you know, owning a business or whatever. You look at the value of owning your own business and what you earn from it and what you can benefit from it. And then that was where I had to make the decision between, do I really want a career or is this going to be my career? And I finally said, this is my career and I am going to make it happen here, you know. And it truly, I have, even just in the past 3 years as we've delved into service, I have a passion for this industry. I love that we're able to help people. We can make big impacts on our communities because that's really where we're reaching into. We're not outside of it. We're really in our community. And I love the women in the trade aspect of it. There's a big opportunity for women to become leaders here, and we can make a big difference in caring for our customers and our employees.
So tell me a bit about Covenant Plumbing now.
Okay, yeah. So Covenant Plumbing has 7 employees. We have Delane and myself kind of leading. Kristen, an office manager. She's also our CSR and dispatcher. We have 4 plumbers out there running. We have 3 service trucks running in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, where our population here is about 175,000.
Very nice. So I really like the name, Covenant Plumbing. How did that come about?
When we were starting our business, we really struggled to know if Covenant, it was kind of a partnership in the very beginning between Delane and a friend, and our friend really wanted to name it Covenant Plumbing. I actually struggled with that, but the more we kind of searched God's word, and we prayed about it. We felt really led that that was what we were supposed to do, and it's been a really good name for us. I feel like as we've been in business, it gives us some accountability. It has made us really stand strong on the fact that we're going to stand behind our product. We're going to keep our promises. We promise to be, you know, honest and operate with integrity. And so those are our core values, and it's really keeping that name at the forefront has made us really true to those values. It's been a really good choice. We're thankful that we decided not to stray away from having a name that maybe could be connotated with, you know, spiritual or faith of any sort. And there were some people in the past that did say, you know, it might not be a good idea to have something that treads on a line.
I mean, I think covenant is about promises. I think it has some religious connotations, but it also transcends that, I think. And I like what you mentioned. I saw it on one of your web pages. It says, Covenant Plumbing, we keep our promises. Pretty simple, beautiful tagline, says who you are and what you're all about. I think that's great. You have been working on your business quite a lot. You mentioned that a bit earlier. What changes have you made in the last year or so that have made a big difference for you?
Yeah, I feel like we've been drinking from the fire hose a little bit, but we have done a ton of work. And it, as I step back even and thought about what we've done in the past year, it's pretty fun to see. One of the biggest things is I was always in our house in a home office, ironically, right before COVID hit. we had moved into a shop. That's good and bad. That gave me the ability, though, to hire an office manager and a dispatcher and work a lot more on our numbers. And I have learned so much about numbers and keeping our books better and really focusing on KPIs and tracking where we're going and just keeping everything tight and communicating better with our technicians on numbers and goals. We started a twice-weekly training for our technicians. We've done some two-to-a-truck for our plumbers. We implemented a new service software. We use ServiceTitan. When we implemented that, we had been using a different software package that helped a little, but when we went to ServiceTitan, our processes and some of the weaknesses and the areas we really needed to work on just became glaringly obvious, and we've really been working on processes and procedures and getting those kind of more organized. I've learned a lot about creating a real marketing plan. I always had some marketing plan, but we were just kind of winging it. So getting that in place and having a new website created. We've been working on some SEO and getting reviews. I think we've gotten, in the past year, it's about 100 five-star reviews, which has been awesome, but it's just asking and learning how to do that process. We did some annual planning, which really helped us this year. We did that at the end of last year, and we're just working on that now. And I think the biggest thing is that we, in July of this year, said goodbye to new construction plumbing entirely. That is the single biggest move that we've seen impact our business. But, you know, it was something where we had new construction plumbers. We started to move into service, but there wasn't the service demand. And so just over the past year and a half, we've been building that, getting the phone to ring more for service, establishing that we're here for service in the market, and getting enough to have one van running consistently and then two, and we're starting on that third van. So it's really exciting to watch that and then to see the difference in our numbers since July has been super great.
What
labor
do you mean?
Materials. So our labor percentages have been a little bit more on point. So you have your KPIs and we're supposed to be at 20-25% labor. Our materials were always at about 50% or so for new construction. We're seeing them drop into the 20% range.
Beautiful.
And, you know, people, when we first started with Service Nation Alliance, people were always saying, oh, we're seeing 50%, 60% gross margin. And I was like, how in the world are they doing that? And we couldn't even fathom it. And last month, for the first time, we did hit a 50% gross margin. So it was October.
Nice.
Yes. And so it has been an amazing thing to watch. Everyone said, do it. And we were like, well, it's a security. It's solid. It's year round. We have some good builders. But we finally just cut that cord a little bit, and it has been really great to watch the differences.
Yeah, and what I've heard from other people is they really like the cash flow and the consistency of cash flow with residential service as opposed to new construction.
Absolutely. We have seen with new construction, you could wait 60 to 90 days on an invoice to be paid, but we had already paid for all the materials and the labor that went into that. So you're always the bank. And with service plumbing, we actually were able to, you know, you can collect at the end of a service call. You have the money in the bank when it's payroll, when it's, you know, your taxes due, all of that stuff. It's sitting there because you got paid immediately. We can pay our suppliers. It's great. I was always extending a line of credit and then paying that back and looking at your accounts receivable and saying, oh, they're getting out their ways and calling. And you don't have to do that. You don't. It's stress. Less stress.
Yeah. Cash flow is better and you spend a whole lot less time watching invoices, past due notices, all that stuff. Yeah. It's nice.
Absolutely.
It's the way business should be.
Yes.
How did the builders take it? Was it hard on them? Were they disappointed to see you leave? Was it good for you to say goodbye? What was that like?
There were a couple it was all right to say goodbye. There was one builder that was really good to work with, and he always paid fairly quickly, but we were able to kind of steer him towards a friendly competitor, but someone that we knew that was in the industry that does new construction and wants to keep on doing it. And so he was happy to have someone else, and we were happy to go. So we left quickly, and it all worked.
So looking out into the future, what do you see for your company? What do you want to accomplish?
So I have a little story that kind of looks at our past, actually. A few years ago, we were approached by some friends who operate an HVAC company, and we had actually reached out to them and said, hey, we want to ask you some questions about running your service business. You're not a competitor. And they were like, well, hey, we want to ask you some questions about plumbing. And then when we met with them, it turned out they were looking to expand into plumbing and wanted to hire Delaine as their plumbing manager. I was kind of in the wind in their consideration, but what we ended up kind of figuring out was that our business wasn't worth much in their eyes. So we were like, okay, what do we want to do? And why are we not making, you know, the living that we should be making at this? It was such a wake-up call to us that our business wasn't of value. And so we really decided we wanted to do something about that. So ironically, at the same time, probably a month later, we went to a success day in Chicago and we decided to join Service Nation Alliance. And since then, we just had so many resources. I was always sitting and saying, how do other people do that? How do other people do this? And we have gotten a lot of resources and help with that. So that was the past that kind of spurred us on to where we are today. And what we want for the future is just knowing that we have a business that will provide for us in our retirement and, you know, in our future. That's kind of the big thing, you know. It was like we had something that was providing for us today, but it wasn't worth anything. And so we want a business that will provide for us in the future and for the families of our employees, you know. So building that.
I mean, that was a real turning point. It's interesting because a lot of people, I think, kind of fall into that, but you actually had a point where you had really carefully evaluated it and thought about it. And the part about realizing that you didn't have a business that was worth anything and the desire to change that really is a really interesting and insightful story.
I thought that it would be something useful to talk about was that, because it's like we thought we had something. Seeing that other, you know, someone else's evaluation of it was sort of like calling your baby ugly, but it opened our eyes.
What a good lesson, right? Yeah.
And it made us, it was a wake-up call. We want also to really give back to our community. That's been something we do a little, but as we grow and we see some profitability, the opportunity to just be a part of our community is super exciting for us, and we're kind of trying to make plans for next year about that. And then just to have a business that's of value. We have a teenage son who indicates he's interested in a future, you know, in doing this. We have some expectations for him, obviously, and I hope to see him work in someone else's business maybe or do some things. But if we can build a business that will be a legacy for him, I will see that as a success. And if at the end of the day he's not interested, I think then it's a business that's valuable for someone else to buy or whatever will happen in that case. But if we get a business or if we continue working on a business that will be a value to him, it'll be a value to someone else if he chooses not to go that route. So those are kind of our goals.
Makes perfect sense. Well, Lori, thank you so much. This has been terrific. I love hearing about what you guys are doing. I think the future is really bright for you guys, and I look forward to hearing more about the exciting things you're doing in your business as you grow it and become a bigger part in your community. I think it's fabulous stuff. So congratulations to you guys. You've come a long way already, but I think you're going to take it a whole lot farther, too.
Thank you, David. We feel very thankful just to be a part of this community, you know, the Service Nation community and in the trades. And we're excited to see where it takes us.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.